Before we get into the next agenda item, which is the future of CCB conference and conventions, I would like to see if we can turn it over to Debbie to do a door prize. No objections?
First of all, as many of you know, this is my last conference and convention as being the convention coordinator. I've done it for more than 10 years, probably getting close to 12 years. And change is always good. And there's going to be a lot of change going on. And it's been a great honor to have served under Jeff Tom and Donna Pomerantz, and then Jeff Tom as their convention coordinators while they were presidents. And I've also, it's been great, a great experience and helpful to have a conference and convention committee. Most recently, the conference and convention committee has been made up of Jeff Tom, Donna Pomerantz, Peter Pardini, Dan Smith, and Margie Donovan, and Charlene Ornelas. And they've all have contributed in different ways in the success of this convention and some of, and our conventions previously. As you may recall, 3 years ago, when the decision was to go from having two conventions annually to one convention, there was a promise made, and that was that after 3 years, we would revisit what we were doing in the annual convention. And this is the third year. And we've done things differently, and we got positive feedback on many of the things. Some of it, people have, you know, said, let's go for it. And then now the pendulum might be swinging back, going, doing things like we used to in the past. What the Conference and Convention Committee, the current one that will still be in place until June 30th, would like to do is get from the membership those who are present right now and during a statewide conference, telephone conference call, which I'm sorry to say we haven't decided on what that date will be, probably sometime late this month, that we want to find out from the membership what is working, what isn't. And I had sent out to the presidents a few days ago just kind of a few questions that kind of, and I'd like to use those, the concepts of those for this evening and will be for the telephone conference call. And the thing was, what can we do to have better conference and conventions in the future? Should we just make small changes to the program and structure, the program content and structure of the conventions? Or should there be a total new approach? Basically throw out what we've been doing and create something brand new? And what would that be? And what 3 years ago was a big discussion item, should we expand the length of the convention or compress it? So what we're going to do is Donna's going to help me, and she has a timer, and we're going to give 3 minutes maximum to a person to talk on what they want, using some of the ideas we had, staying focused on that. And give us really definite ideas. And we're open to going outside of the envelope, too. And that might even be as there's talk about maybe a virtual reality conference and convention. So we need to be looking at everything. Everything is right on the table. And the outcome of what we're going to do tonight in that call will be put into recommendations to the board. And the board will get those, and there will be an opportunity, of course, for the membership and the board to decide what action they want to take on them. So, again, you'll be given 3 minutes, and I will ask that only one mic be passed around, and that that we do have a volunteer who can go to those individuals. We're going to begin right now. And so if people would raise their hands so that the mic volunteer could get to you. Yes. Yes, please get the mic to Rich. No, not this is not a comment.
Thank you.
No, he's not.
This is
No. He's asking for clarification, I think.
I'm sorry?
What are you asking for?
I was just
the talk?
Yes.
Okay. I apologize. I thought you were asking for clarification. Okay, Donna. Start timing him.
Thank you.
Go for it.
This has been a hot topic, as some of you know, with ACB. I believe our convention, just as the ACB convention, needs to get shorter. People, both who are on fixed incomes and folks who are working, can't afford, in the first instance, the money to go to a longer convention, in the second case, the time away from work. I will submit a proposal for a convention beginning Thursday evening with a board meeting, concluding Saturday evening with the banquet. To save time, I'll put it in writing, Gene. But I will also suggest something that we've done on the ACB level. We established a task force of members, persons representing state and special interest affiliates, and committees. We had a number of meetings over this past year to come up with a proposal that will begin by shortening our national convention by a day beginning in 2017. This should not be a unilateral decision. It needs buy-in from all of the members, and having representation from all of the important stakeholders, I think, will go a long way toward accomplishing that goal. I believe that that's the way to go. We're locked in to a certain number of nights for the convention next year in Woodland Hills, and therefore anything that we propose, as I understand it, would commence beginning in 2018, which means we have the time and the opportunity to bring in folks to participate, put our heads together, and come up with a viable plan that will not necessarily satisfy everybody, but most folks. Thanks.
This is Charlene Ornelas. I think that a combination of the convention would possibly be the better way to go. There are people who cannot afford to come or are being left out. There are people who can come and are here. In order to get speakers and have a quality conference, we need to have people here. To not leave people out, we could have, because of the streaming that we do through ACB Radio, satellite conventions in geographic areas. A chapter could sponsor it, could, when we're having banquets or dinners or something special, they could have something special there too, some social, some meals brought in, even if it's just pizza. But by having both, we would have, at the same time, we would be able to have the quality of a convention and the quantity of involvement.
I believe that this is Frank Welty. I believe that our conventions have four essential functions. The first function of our conventions is to bring our organization together to conduct business. The second function is to provide leadership training. The third function is to provide education. And the fourth function is for social and community development. To that end, I would suggest in the short term that we use more of our time during conventions for leadership training activities. For example, perhaps we could organize Thursday morning leadership in-depth workshops. Perhaps we could increase the number of tracks that we have on Saturday afternoon. We could also look at using much of our time that's now used for committee meetings, except for the essential committees for conventions such as resolutions, nominating, and credentials, for leadership training in those areas such as fundraising and publications and the like, while using conference calls for the actual business of those particular committees. In the long term, I think we can look ahead to different convention formats. For example, does it have to be at a hotel? Could it be that the economics are such that we might be able to get a better deal by having our meetings at a convention center while staying at a lower budget hotel, perhaps, or even staying on a university campus? I hope. Also, is Thursday through Saturday necessarily the best timing for a convention? What are the economics of hotel night cost? Could it be that if we had a different range of days in their week that we might get a better deal? I don't know. Perhaps so. Would Monday through Thursday be better? Friday through Monday? I don't know, but we could look at that. I think there's a lot of opportunity for change. I think the main thing is we have to be committed to not just doing things because we've always done it that way.
Eric Calhoun, I wanted to chime in on this topic. Tuan Nguyen gave me a call on Wednesday night to remind me about this forum. There were a couple of things that I ended up having to deal with yesterday that caused me to have a major problem, and that was the fact that the hotel did not have the names of the people that were in the convention, such as my roommate, and I ended up having to pay the AAA rate. And then I had to turn around today and go ahead and pay the group rate. And that, to me, is unacceptable. If you're going to pay the group rate and you and your roommate have already done what you needed to do to register for the convention, then the hotel needs to make sure that they give you the group rate and make sure that you do the things that are necessary. The second thing I want to say is that I really, really like what you're doing in the Saturday sessions, which are breakout sessions. Continue those. I will not be able to participate in that tomorrow. I have other things that I'm going to be doing. And finally, I really, really love the two versus one format with regard to convention. However, this has really got to be put out there. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. The themes are fine. I personally am thinking very seriously about speaking at one of the conventions, and I have a story to tell. The most important thing that I want to close in on this is that all of you are doing a very good job on the board. Consider yourselves very, very proud. God bless all of you. Eugene, you did a very, very good job. For the next chair, let's do this again. A bigger round of applause, please. Come on.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This might not be a popular idea, but on Sunday morning, you're going to hear a resolution that proposes to move our conventions to an online format. A lot of what I'm hearing here tonight is centered around people taking time off work, cost of travel, cost of the hotel rooms. The hotel room expenses are only going to go up in the future. People are not going to be able to afford the travel. We've had many discussions, as long as I've been in this organization the last 20 years, of trying to bring younger people into this organization. And that's still an ongoing discussion. I mean, let's look at how great our blind students group is right now. If we move to an online format, or barring moving totally online, we really need, maybe shorting the convention, but we need to have an online interactive format. It's great that we've been streaming over ACB radio for the last 10 or 12 years or whatever, but if I'm sitting at home listening to the convention, I'm passively listening. If there's a discussion such as this that I would like to participate in, we don't have a current way for me to do that. All of the people sitting at home listening to ACB radio right now don't have a way to participate in this discussion. We need an online format. So I would really urge this group to think about the resolution that's going to come forward this weekend. It calls on the president of this organization to establish a committee made up of people, representatives from many different areas and chapter or committees of our organization, to look at the feasibility of an online convention. And you know, that's important. We have many things to consider, such as voting and nominating and those kinds of things, but the resolution isn't going to call for an immediate change. The resolution is calling for us to investigate it. And if our board and members are going to be able to make an informed decision a year from now, then we've really got to do some research and find out what the future is going to hold on that. Thank you.
Hi, this is Bonnie Rennie. Those of us who have come to conventions for a long time and have enjoyed the face-to-face interaction, the traditions, the committees, the everything this convention has been, and it's been a good thing, even we have to realize, and we are seeing in front of us, that things are changing rapidly. We're going to have to change. So it's a change in mindset. I think depending on the schedule, it certainly couldn't be longer, as I think we all understand. For example, if the board does not meet on Thursday night, and there is a Thursday night, some of the so-called dead time could maybe used for some of those leadership or chapter input or topical discussions that would have to be structured and all that, so it's not a gripe fest, but using the time that we have even more than we are, and I know it's not easy. I like the tracks on Saturday afternoon. It's been a big improvement. I think Charlene Ornelas made a couple of very concrete, good suggestions, because we are going to have to move more toward using our online ACB radio, other ways of doing things, and to include all those people who can't come here. She mentioned, like, she didn't use those words, a chapter party, where it would have to be planned ahead, organized. A lot of things will have to change for people to do it, but to host, for example, a listening fest and whatever interactive features can be brought into it. And the satellite regional, we used to have some of these seminars, day seminars, in the chapters. I regret that north and south, it's difficult, but what are we going to do? We've seen all the hotel negotiation difficulties, everything. So I think we're really going to have to conference calls, different way of handling almost everything to include more people and to not have these hotel difficulties by doing it another place. Thanks.
Okay, this is Rob Turner, and I wanted to emphasize the importance of technology, and I think if we can get more participants using an online format with interactivity, I think that's great. The other thing I just want to mention is we want to be really careful not to schedule our conventions at the same time as a CTE VH or something like that. So that's it. Thanks.
This is Christy Crespin. I want to say that while I love technology, I love hugs. I love handshakes. I love being able to say, I'm getting together with people that I haven't seen for a long time, and I don't want that part to go away. I want the interpersonal.
Good evening. I am Rick Plath from Southern California, and I want to echo Christy's last comments. The other aspect attached to that, we are becoming, as a society, too isolated. People are becoming more isolated when it comes to online activities. They're doing their shopping online. They're doing everything online. The communication between people is becoming very scarce. People are becoming a lot more isolated. And I'd hate to see, I'm not putting down activities that could go online and the possibility of mingling some of the interactions between people who can't come. But I would hate to see a convention totally go online where people don't come, where it's all over the phone, it's all online. People do not have contact with each other in a personal sense. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
This is Ed Crespin. I agree. We do need to interact with each other. I see it work with Blind Field Services when we're spread all over the state. We really don't know each other's counselors, and we don't interact well. And if we do this with the organization and do it on virtual, it's going to be very difficult, and people will disconnect. I like the idea of Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. I'm taking Thursday, Friday off, but Monday, Tuesday is fine with me too. So Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and I think the rates for hotels would be less on a Monday, Tuesday as well. The last point I am thinking about is possibly working with some of the reservations and see who have the casinos and hotels and seeing what they could do to maybe take us under their wing. And granted, we might end up with the same hotel day in and day out or year after year, but if we can get a tribe to work with us, and maybe that's where we'll hold our conventions for the rest of our life.
And at least we won't get lost.
And we won't get lost because we'll know the hotel.
This is Margie, and I really want to see us continue meeting annually as a convention in person. I've been on many of conference calls, and people are doing two and three things and distracted and not attentive. I was employed where we did VTEL meetings, and everybody was doing their paperwork and halfway paying attention. And there's nothing that will replace the camaraderie of this organization of coming together. We have moved from two conventions to one convention where we might be paying more for a hotel. It's not more than two conventions. We have to convince the mindset of this organization that there's a lot of vitality in bringing us together, even if we have to spend $150 a night for three nights, whatever nights we choose, or even $200. It's still less than doing two conventions. I would also like to see, this has been a great facility. We all know the transportation nightmares, but it's a very hard facility for us to get together. I thought last convention was great, a hospitality room, even though we couldn't serve alcohol. It was great. We had a way to get together, and we need to commit to that and move forward with that commitment. Thank you.
This is Artis. I like the idea of cutting down the convention by a day And maybe some of those activities could be done by conference calls ahead of time, or you know, or just moving things around, having more things opposite each other. The breakouts, I think, are fine, but I think they're too long. I think a three-hour breakout for one topic is a little long. I don't know why I get very distracted one topic for that long a period of time. I think if we cut it in half, and then also, I think we could, when we shorten the convention, we could have some of the things at the same time, like technology, maybe opposite the transportation. I think a lot of the people are different for the two groups. Not everybody, of course. You have to pick and choose like you do now. But I think cutting down a day would help a lot more people be able to afford it. And I also think we could do a better job of trying to get sponsors. I know ACB has really done a really good job of getting sponsors to cover some of the costs, and that have cut down some of the costs of the different meetings and so forth. And I think if we tried harder to work on that avenue, it might save the costs for a lot of folks.
Okay, my name is Michael Alvarez, and I have the honor, you might say, of this is actually my third state convention in the past 6 months, in three different states at that. And one of the things that you have been some discussion about this online issue, you really, in this state, in the future, need to invest, take the small investment of time and do this, and have it so that you can register for and pay for the registration online. In the state of Washington, well, the way they do it, and I believe personally they're the best run affiliate of ACB in the country. And they, what they do is they have it so that you, do the form online, and there is a link on that form to PayPal, and you have your PayPal account, and you pay for it right from that account. And I think that the situation that we had this year with Ed Branch really illustrates the urgency that this has to be done. And so I would really strongly encourage you to do this. Thank you.
Hi, this is Vita. As everyone knows, I'm a big proponent of technology. And having said that, there are many conferences and conventions that meet every single year, even though they also have an online presence. Why is that? Networking. There is nothing like meeting someone like I did, Kathy Schmidt-Whittaker, and now we're going to work together on a workshop. I didn't know Kathy at all. I had no idea who she was. But the networking is so important, and the exhibit hall. There is nothing like touching the Braille note, right? Touching that cane to see if that's what you want. So I like Gabe's idea of having both. Thank you.
Steve Mendelson here. I think that all of us agree in principle that a face-to-face convention where we can get together and network is a wonderful idea. No one would dispute that at all. So the two questions to my mind seem to be, first of all, can we reduce the cost of that convention and, if necessary, the length of that convention in a way which makes it more accessible to more people without depriving it of the qualities and values that make people want to assemble in the first place? And second of all, can we augment that? And this goes back to an idea that Charlene suggested and that several other people have suggested. Can we augment that in-person presence and contact for people who, despite our efforts to reduce costs, can't come? Can we augment that with technology in a way which is fairly seamless and which allows them to participate and feel a part of things too? I think there are ways that we can. It's not an all or nothing thing by any means. Reinvigorating the exhibit hall is also a very important idea because that's a great draw for people. We have to find more ways of incentivizing exhibitors to want to come here. That's partially a function of the number of people, partially a function of the kind of exposure and other things. So there's a lot that we can do, but the main point that I want to leave us with is it's not an all or nothing thing.
Hi, this is Vivian Younger. I feel that in order to encompass a lot of people's needs, age groups, that we need to do a combination of things. So first of all, I'm thinking that we can have an online portion of it. Someone was talking about they're not able to participate. If we plan ahead and we have questions ahead, we can get input from those who wish to participate online. Those of us that will attend the convention, we're going to get our interconnections and that type of thing. The middle ground is for us to, I don't know how to do this, but set up into special interest groups and do that telephonically. Therefore, we're bridging all three types of ways of communicating. So if someone's 90 years old and does not feel comfortable with the computer and never will feel comfortable with technology, then they can get their needs met and feel like they're participating, and likewise for the other aspect. Being a counselor myself, I feel that there's nothing like being in the room with mentors who are standing there, who are living and who are able to say what they need to say. When you sit down and you type it and you receive it online or email, it's a totally different experience. And so I'm suggesting that somehow we blend all three. And finally, I would rather pay a little bit more for a hotel and be centrally located than to have to do, for example, what I had to do. A lot of us are getting older, so in order to accommodate the older part while, entering with other people, younger individuals, I think that gets the job done. I know the expenses are high, but what I'm going to say is this. For every hamburger that you eat, you put it aside and say, I'm not going to get that because I'm going to save it up for the convention so I can participate and I can and just really have a great time being around and being with our own. Thank you.
This is Debbie Berry, and I used to like Vivian, but I she took some of my thunder away. But Vivian, I love you, and I want to get together with you. Anyway, there is nothing like Christy said, a hug. Hi, instead of a hello online and whatever. And until Vivian spoke, there seemed to be people forgot about the whole bunch of people that have no access to computers for whatever reason. When artists, our president posed this question to our chapter about the possibility of having partial partial convention online, the overwhelming majority of our chapter said no way. And a lot of them have no access to computers. And we cannot leave these people out.
Hi, this is Beth Berenson, and I came specifically because I wanted to see friends. I haven't been to a convention in many years, and I came just to see Okay, I came to see Ken and PM because I haven't seen them in so long. And I also think of Winifred, and I think of her when she was not able to come to convention. She listened to it, and she listened to it faithfully on ACB radio. The other point is that we are not, no one's talking about, we're all talking about people who are older and don't have access to computers. We need to think about people who are younger and have access to computers, and that's their number one way to communicate. If we're going to be in a room like this in 20 years, we have to figure out a way to get young people involved in CCB. Thank you.
Hello, this is, didn't mean to get quite so close to the microphone. Anyway, I concur with a number of people who really believe in incorporating all of these different technologies and also doing what we can to include people who are not really computer literate or not going to be. And with regard to the resolution that's coming up Sunday morning to have a totally convention that's totally online, to have the study, I guess it was a study group. They wanted to investigate, but even that, I got total pushback from my chapter members. There was someone that suggested that perhaps something online could serve as a sort of an alternative, like in between the two annual conventions, keep the momentum going a little bit more that we used to have when we had two conventions. So, I'm just reporting back to you what my chapter members are saying, and also suggesting that we incorporate a number of different avenues for communication, including an annual convention where we can meet face-to-face and network. Thank you.
It's Margie. I keep hearing throughout this convention about younger people. I came into this organization as a high school student because a Bayview chapter gave me money to go to a Washington, D.C. program with my class. I stayed in this organization as Christy did, as Leslie did, as Susan Mazrui did, now Mazrui, because we are provided with funding to come to the state conventions. Students don't have money. If we want young people, we need to get grants. We need to fund them to attend conventions. We need to fund them to attend nationals like we used to do. Otherwise, this organization will not be getting young people. Thank you.
My suggestion is also on, kind of piggybacks on hers. What about educational credits?
Speak into the mic, please.
Oh, sorry. But what about educational credits? We have these breakout sessions, and what would it take for us to be accredited so these professionals can get educational credits and bring in money?
I have the microphone here, and this is Pam Pology. I keep hearing everybody talking about the expense, and heaven knows I'm right there because I don't have gainful employment. But, you know, I think some of us are forgetting when we talk about having one convention a year, we just had two within 6 months. And look at all of us that are here. And, you know, maybe it's not the calendar year because the last one was 2015, but it was only 6 months ago. And I think if we really want to go to these conventions, we can save up, as it's been said. And the next one is a whole year away. We have time. And I just hope it doesn't go away, because I have really enjoyed being on credentials and meeting everybody that I wouldn't have had the opportunity to meet. And you guys mean a lot to me, and I hope it doesn't go away. Thank you.
And Pam, you have the last comment. I want to thank everyone. We've run out of time. This is not the last. Again, there will be the telephone conference call. And we will also send out a notice on that date. And we also will send out to is the email address for CCB office, so that if you want to send emails to us, you can do so. So there will be other opportunities, and this does not mean those of you who spoke now can't comment. We welcome all the comments from everyone as many times as you would like to. I already see a trend in some of the things that have been said. So again, thank you very much, and we hope to be able to provide you something by the end of June. Some recommendations to be considered, and that will be brought up during a board meeting. And, of course, board meetings are totally open to everyone, and there would be opportunity to talk at that time. So I'm closing that portion of the meeting. Just to give you an idea, we're going to go into the credential report so that Pam Plaga can get up front, our credentials committee chair. And just alert Debbie, after the credentials committee, we will have a door prize. Okay. Pardon me? I assume you're up here, Pam. Pam, could you? Okay. Okay. I'm turning it over the mic to President Tom.
I want to recognize a couple of people. I hope they're still in the room. I want to recognize the head of Blind Field Services, who here from San Diego, Peter Dawson from the Department of Rehabilitation. And if I mess up your title, just remember I'm just an old retired annuitant and I'm not worth much anyway. Assistant Chief Deputy Director for the Department of Rehabilitation in the Division of Blind, Visually Impaired, and Deaf and Hard of Hearing, Rosa Gomez. And we're glad Rosa made it down from Northern California for today, and she'll also be here through part of tomorrow. So come see her, talk to them, and it's great that they were both able to come check us out and hear from you. All right, thank you.
Well, I'm sorry. While Pam's getting set up, is there anyone else who would like to make an announcement? Okay, let's get a mic. It's just you? It's been a long evening, hasn't it? There's somebody in the back wants to make an announcement while we're waiting for Pam to get set up. Okay, we'll get the announcement, and then we'll turn it over to you, Pam.
Are you ready to make to do the report? Here's my announcement. My announcement is, next time you have this kind of thing, don't let people double dip. That way I wouldn't have been cut off at the end. Thank you. My name is Anthony Signorello.
Okay, I'm going to give you my mic.